I know if you're in this room, what I know about you, I don't know everyone in this room, but if you're in this room, what I know about you is you're the people in your family who the rest of the family has always thought was kind of out there a little bit. Well, in a good way, in a good way. But when I say out there, it's not out there in left or right field. It's out there about 10 years ahead of your time. Because the way you look at your lives and the events of your world, your interpretations, your perceptions, it didn't make sense 10 years ago. You're the people now that your family comes to and says, what in the world is going on? What's happening in my body? What's happening in our world? Why does it look like everything is falling apart? You're the people that your friends and family turn to in times of crisis and need because they know that you have a way of thinking that's out of the box, if you will. So for you, the information that's in here, I think, becomes a framework for every path that you would ever choose. Any kind of healing, any kind of knowing, whether it's a meditative or a prayer path, whether it's a religious or a spiritual path, scientific or a technical path, you'll find the place for that information within the framework of what we do here today. A few months ago, I had the opportunity, the honor and the privilege of sharing much of what you're going to see today with 1,750 high school students in a very progressive high school in the Pacific Northwest who invited me to come in as their senior seminar. And they allowed me to share this material with them from 8:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. And I was in good company. They've had former astronauts have been to senior seminars before, physicists. It's a public school district. I worked very closely with the school district to create the curricula that we were using and danced delicately around topics of religion, spirituality, because these kids, when they go home, these are young adults, and I'll tell you, they are brilliant young adults. And they go home and their parents say, so what'd you do at school today? It's very easy to take things out of context. So we did this program, and when I opened it up to questions, the very first question in the audience was the question that said, isn't everything you're talking about the kind of information that's on the scrolls that are in the box hidden underneath the Sphinx in Giza in the Hall of Records that hasn't been discovered yet? And I said, well, how do you know about that? And they said, well, that's the place where Moses put the Ten Commandments when he came down off the mountain. And I said, well, who told you all this? And they said, well, it's on the internet. So I knew right off the bat, I mean, this audience of young people, it's a very, very different, okay, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm gonna share with you the story of how excited, they were so thrilled to have this kind of information. They asked me to teach the science that was so new, it has not yet made it into textbooks on the one hand. On the other hand, these are the young people that will be solving the problems that we leave from our lifetime in their lifetimes. And if they're trying to do it with the tools of today, it simply will not work. So they asked me to come and share with them, I'm goosebumps just talking about it, to share with them the science, the themes of that science. Well, how many are familiar with the television program Stargate? Have you ever seen Stargate? Stargate, it was also a movie. Stargate is a huge circular artifact. It's a ring within a ring that supposedly is found in the deserts of Egypt, resurrected by an archaeologist early in the 20th century in the movie Stargate. And there's an inner ring and an outer ring with hieroglyphic symbols all over it. And when they move in the right direction, they open up a stargate, a warp in space-time to allow people to move in and out of space-time. Well, this high school constructed a 30-foot tall stargate ring within a ring that moved in, and they moved within one another. They had red lights all around the top, a dry ice smoke machine from behind, and a ramp, and this is how they asked me to come into their room to make my entrance. It was over in 15 seconds, and they worked weeks on this. Bless their hearts. I was just so honored because they said, this is the information from another time. This is how their minds were working. And they didn't let me get away with anything. One of the first statements I made to them, I said to them, we're living in a time unlike any other time in recorded history, which is true, and as they pointed out to me, that is true of any time in history. Any time in history is a time like any other time. We are living in a time, as you sense, unlike any other time. And of the many unique ways that I could describe this period in human history. This is the very first time in recorded human history when the fate of our entire species rests upon the choices of a single generation. A single generation. We now are making choices of science, technology, religion, political choices that are determining the fate of nations, the quality of our gene pool, whether we love or hate one another in ways that we have never been able to do in recorded human history. And one of the things that makes this so unique is that to accompany those choices, we now have powers at our fingertips that have historically been left to God and nature. We now have the power at our fingertips to customize our gene pool. We can change the color of our children's eyes, what kind of an intelligence quotient they may have in their lives, their hair color. We have the ability to customize our weather patterns. We can create forms of matter in life that have never been created before. In the past, if a choice was made in one generation that wasn't such a good choice, the next generation could fix that. We're making choices now with consequences that are permanent and lasting. Will be felt for hundreds of generations into our future. We have never had anything like that in recorded human history. Maybe something happened before the records that we have today.